Hi, this is Lenis from PraiseWorks, and welcome to our Journey to Wellness Moments. You know, we're at that time of the year where everybody is talking about what they're going to be looking like in their new summer outfits and whether or not they need to lose a couple of pounds or inches in order to get into that new swimsuit that they want to wear on vacation, or whether or not they're going to be able to wear those shorts that they want to wear because it gets so hot, especially in the southern part of the United States. So I thought that I would share something with you, because everybody's thinking about dieting, and the reality is that you can lose weight without really dieting. Yes, there are things that you can do, some lifestyle changes that you can make that can help you lose weight. And I wanted to share just a few of these tips with you, and you'd be surprised what they are. Did you know that sleeping one extra hour a night could help you lose up to 14 pounds in a year? That's right. Sleep replaces snacking, and more sleep helps with appetite control. And let's face it, we could all use at least an extra hour of sleep, so try that and see if that might help. Also, eating more vegetables with dinner instead of one vegetable dish for dinner, try maybe two or three vegetable dishes and maybe remove the starch. You will find that by eating more vegetables, you'll get more fiber and more water, and it will fill you up. And make sure you cook the vegetables without fat. Use lemon or lemon juice or herbs to enhance the flavor, but don't cook it with any kind of animal fat at all. You'll find that the dinners that you're eating have a lower caloric intake, and yes, you will start to lose weight. Something else that helps, for those of you who like to go out to dinner, let's say, and you want to have soup. Soup is always good to eat before dinner because it does fill you up. But what can fill you up even more so is not just eating a creamy soup, but eat a clear soup, one that's made with broth. For instance, minestrone soup, or perhaps wonton soup. All those are great when it comes to filling you up and taking care of your appetite, but also they're lower in caloric intake than, let's say, cream of broccoli soup. Another thing I would suggest is, if you just have to have that pizza, and I know we all like to have pizza, especially on a Friday or a Saturday night out with the family or out with friends, go ahead, have a pizza. But instead of piling it high with salami and meatballs and all that stuff, try a vegetarian pizza. You'd be surprised. A vegetarian pizza is probably up to 100 calories less than, let's say, a pizza that has meat piled on it. Another suggestion is shrink your dishes. That's right. What I would suggest is, instead of having a 12-inch dinner plate to put all of your food on, try getting a 10-inch plate. You'll be giving yourself smaller portions. And when you're giving yourself smaller portions, you are taking in less calories. So try some of these ideas. They all add up to what your ultimate goal is. And that's to be able to fit into that new summer outfit, being able to be healthier, and all doing it without having to necessarily diet. This is Lenis from PraiseWorks, and you're listening to Our Journey to Wellness Moments.